And what it basically does is it gives you what you get with WordPress.com, but with flexibility. So WordPress.com is a bit restrictive. After you get past the sort of first startup stage and you want to go that extra bit further, you want to start doing more things. Oh, I want to put this, I want to put a voting thing in comments, that kind of thing. You can't do that. You know, you need to get your choices then are all self-hosted, which is a big rigmarole because you've got to find hosting, you've got to learn how to install WordPress, which is fairly simple, but if you're not used to that at all, then it's a big learning curve. And so what this does is that enables you to do that very, very quickly with more flexibility without having to do go through the learning curve. It's got features that are specific to hyperlocal, so it's stuff that we've learned that's useful, stuff that other hyperlocals have learned that's useful that I've picked up on, or they've asked me for because they're on hyperlocal. And so it's more likely to kind of answer the questions that you're likely to want to ask about how do I do this. Probably, the answer's probably already there. It's got revenue generation tools, so that if you do need to earn a bit of money so that you can pay any costs that you've got, then you can do so. It's free to start off with, so you get a basic bunch of functionality and a choice of themes and a URL and that kind of stuff, and you don't have to pay anything. And then there are other levels that you can upgrade and get. You know, say if you want to be a more of a news site, then you can. There are some more newsy themes when you upgrade. There are more news-based features. You've got editorial calendars, so you can more easily schedule when your posts are going to go out. You can just drag them and drop around a calendar instead of going into each one and changing the date, that kind of thing. And you get dedicated support from me, and I'm a WordPress developer by day, so this is what I do for a living, so it's not like I'm just anybody. So that's basically what sort of grew out of lessons we learned with Litchfield as well. Finally, come to Litchfield. It's really nice, and it's only half an hour away on the train, but not many people come. So come to Litchfield, it's really lovely.
Do we get a free t-shirt?
Maybe not free, they cost quite a bit to make. Oh, the t-shirts. This is one of Litch Vegas. It's sort of affectionately known as. This is...
Was it called, like, were people calling it Litch Vegas before?
People in Litchfield call it Litch Vegas.
I never knew that. I thought it was something you've made up.
Yeah, no. It's just, lots of people. And we've got, there's nicknames for all sorts of things in Litchfield. There's a nightclub called Paradise, which is quite often referred to as Parashite. There's a pub called Scales, which is usually for the chavs, and that's called Scallies, because it's a bit for the scales. There's lots of nicknames for things in Litchfield. But the t-shirts was sort of... Litchfield's a weird place, because it's kind of... It's really quirky. You get a lot of funny characters in Litchfield, and so lots of people take the mickey out of it. And so we thought, well, why not harness that and actually help to sort of, sustain the site by selling t-shirts. So we call it Viva Litch Vegas, because obviously it's called Vegas. And we've got a very good, that's Michael Fabricant, who's our MP, who basically looks at Elvis. He's got two of these. He's got one in his parliamentary office in Westminster and one in his office back in Litchfield. He absolutely loves them, it's great.